And let's get a view of the race in Washington State. It's a deep blue state, but one of the big surprises of 2016 was that four reliably Democratic counties flipped for Donald Trump. So what are voters thinking now? David Hyde from member station KUOW is in the mill town of McLary in Grays Harbor County.
If you want to understand the shift in McLary's politics, it helps to start with the McLary Bear Festival and the hundreds of pounds of bear meat that usually go into the stew at the event.
Let's see, we start about 7 o'clock in the morning on Friday, and by 8, 9 o'clock Saturday morning, it's basically ready. And then
the festival's been around since 1959, but last year, something changed. Environmentalists brought a lawsuit that put a stop to some kinds of bear hunting on timberlands. That meant no bear meat in the stew. Jenna Amsbury serves on the McLary City Council, and she's not happy about the ban.
People like tradition. You know, sometimes it'd be nice to have different ways that you could work around, you know, regulations.
The bear hunting controversy is symbolic of long simmering political tensions over the environment and other issues that boiled over here in 2016. That's when Donald Trump became the first Republican presidential candidate to win Grays Harbor County since Herbert Hoover back in 1928. Ben Anderstone is a political consultant based in Seattle.
McLary is kind of the epicenter of this swing in Washington state. It had one of the strongest swings towards Donald Trump. It's an ancestrally Democratic town. It voted for Trump, and in 2018, it even voted Republican for U.S. Senate.
So why did this place go so red so fast? Linda Thompson's president of the McLary Historical Society.
I don't know why the change. I don't know who switched, because the people that I know are longtime Republicans.
Thompson's a Democrat. She says she can't think of a single person in town who flipped from Obama to Trump, except...
I know one. He's not in this county, but he's my son.
Thompson says her son voted for Obama and still loves Obama, but now he's a Trump voter. He lives just down the road in Mason County, which, like Grays Harbor County, also turned red for Trump in 2016. Republican Suzanne Hickel lives there, too. She supported Obama and used to be an independent, but last election, she voted Trump.
I never voted party, and I really only started voting party in the last election.
Hickel calls Trump a strong man. She likes that he told Washington Governor Jay Inslee to crack down hard on protests. She thinks black people are right to protest unfair policing, but she doesn't support some of their tactics.
I think Trump will wield a little bit more power and force to hopefully get the country back on track.
But it's not just about Trump. Historian Steve Beda at the University of Oregon says voters in Northwest Timber Country have been losing faith in the Democratic Party over a long period of time. For most of the 20th century, he says, they were radically pro-union and pro-Democratic Party. But things changed. For one thing, unions declined. And Beda says another big turning point came in the early 1990s when Democrats started to embrace a new kind of environmental politics to protect forests that never delivered on the promises to also protect jobs.
All of the money that was supposed to be earmarked for job retraining, of helping timber workers transition away from a resource extraction economy, a lot of that funding never came to fruition. It was never paid out.
Timber towns felt like they were being abandoned by Democrats. And in 2016, they swung to Donald Trump, who promised to bring timber jobs back to the Northwest. But so far, neither place has recovered jobs lost in the Great Recession of 2008. And today, there are fewer lumber and wood products jobs in Mason County than in 2016, and only a slight uptick in Grays Harbor County. Political consultant Ben Anderstone says Biden could win out here. But longer term, he says the drift away from the Democratic Party may be hard to stop. For Here and Now, I'm David Hyde.